Great to be joined by Wayne Wallingford, 27th District Senator from Cape Girardeau now, and want to touch on some of the different legislation that you've been working on this week and kind of what's going on with the Missouri legislature as well. And Wayne, you had a bill passed into law a few years back where people could actually donate part of their tax returns to pediatric cancer research. That was a law that did have a sunset, and so you're trying to get that to move forward once again then, right?
Yes, it allows people to donate a portion of their income tax refund to the Pediatric Cancer Research Trust Fund, and it did sunset. I like sunsets. That way, if it doesn't work, you can just let it go away. But it worked very well, and this authorizes the program to continue to December 2024. It's kind of important for people to remember we're in the tax season, and that Pediatric Cancer Research Trust Fund is important because cancer is the leading cause of death by disease among U.S. children between infancy and 15, and actually among the major types of childhood cancers, leukemia and brain and other central nervous system tumors account for more than half of the new cases. But alarmingly, incident rates are increasing for the two most common childhood cancers, those of the brain and the central nervous system. And, despite very aggressive and therapies that approach the limits of tolerability for these children, the overall survival rate for childhood cancer has remained unchanged since about 1998. So today's pediatric cancer patients are still being treated with drugs that were developed in the 1950s, 60s, and 70s. And in fact, in the past 20 years, the FDA has only approved one new drug exclusively for pediatric patients. So this is a very important bill to make sure we have money funneled into that program.
You've got a bill, I think I talked with you about it maybe when it was in committee, but another bill trying to make sure that Missouri can attract as many military jobs as possible.
Yes, that got passed out of committee, got passed out of the Senate floor, and then just the other day, yesterday, I presented that to the House committee, and they said they were going to exec it out next week, but it's my Senate Bill 180. The drawdown in forces of four states to focus on the impact of the cutbacks in federal spending on the defense sector. So my Senate Bill 180 would amend the Missouri Works Program that's already in existence and operated by the Department of Economic Development to give our state the incentive tools it needs to attract new military jobs to Missouri. And when the Missouri Works Program was first created, there wasn't a provision in there made for attracting military jobs and organizations, but other states are working hard to support their installations and try to attract more military jobs. So I'm just trying to keep up with the trends of our competitor states, because defense spending in Missouri is about a $30 billion economic impact on Missouri and provides $10 billion in wages and responsible for about 180,000 jobs. So we want to make sure that we don't lose any of our military infrastructure, but maybe even gain some more. So we're trying to find new opportunities for them to grow over time.
I know you wanted to touch on also the legislature actually made provision a few years back to open adult high schools so people could get their high school degrees not just through the GRE, but actually have a school for them to go to. And I guess that's now coming to fruition.
That's correct. In 2017, we had a House bill that Missouri legislature authorized establishment of four adult high schools. And that contract was awarded the next year in 2018 to MERS Goodwill, which privately put in $10 million of their own money. And they've already established schools in Springfield, Poplar Bluff, and St. Louis. And a fourth one's going to open up somewhere in mid-Missouri. They don't know exactly where yet. Could be around Columbia. But that'll be in the third or fourth quarter of this year. But the other schools, the first three, opened up in October, and on January 1st of this year, they had more than 750 students enrolled, which was way more than the number they expected. Once they get the fourth school up, they expect more than 1,000 students. But this is an important program because over 500,000 Missouri adults lack a high school diploma. And after age 21, they really don't have a path to earn a degree. Now, there's that HISET test, but unfortunately, that's not generally viewed as an equivalent to a degree by the employers. So about 350,000 adults without a high school diploma are on food stamps. This gives them an opportunity to earn, you know, maybe $6,000 to $8,000, maybe even $10,000 a year more through a better job. So that makes a significant difference. And the thing is, Missouri employers face a shortage of skilled, trained workers. And so we want to ensure that companies have the qualified workforce for the technical jobs. And that's a key factor of economic development, of course, which our governor is focusing on. And this program's already been in effect in Indiana under their governor, Mitch Daniels. They started standalone high schools, and then it was expanded because it was so successful under then-Governor Mike Pence, of course, who's now our vice president. But it's a good program, and we have a partnership so they can get skill certification through partnerships with community colleges. And, you know, about 88% of those students in Indiana that graduated were employed in a higher-paying job or in college. So it's a good program, and I think it'll be great for Missouri.
All right, very good. Wayne, thanks so much for joining us this week. Always look forward to it, and have another great week.
Thanks. You too, Chad.
You betcha. Wayne Wallingford joining us, 27th District Senator from Cape Girardeau, on this legislative interview on Regional Radio.